In a few days, it'll be Justice Jackson. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee is up for debate today in the Senate. Three Republicans now say they'll vote yes to confirm, giving her more than enough support.
While the Senate Judiciary Committee was split on the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Senate voted 53-47 to advance her nomination. A vote by the full Senate to confirm her could come as early as Thursday. Democrats on the committee, like Vermont's Patrick Leahy, want Republicans to seize on the historic nature of elevating the first African-American female to the high court. But some Republicans on the committee, like Mike Lee, tell Fox News at night,
it's only historic when it's someone they like and with whom they agree.
GOP Senators Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski have signaled they will support Jackson's confirmation, giving her as many as 53 yes votes. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Former President Obama is back at the White House today for the first time since leaving office in 2017 for an event celebrating the Affordable Care Act.
Obamacare was signed into law about 12 years ago. President Biden has been seeking to expand it. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said today the two will return to a former tradition.
They will have lunch tomorrow as well as they used to do on a weekly basis. I would note they continue to talk regularly. They are real friends.
Now, Obama was hardly a mainstay on President Biden's campaign for president, but at times he did reemerge to lend some of his popularity to his former vice president. And at the moment, it could be of use. The latest Fox News poll shows just 45% of Americans approve of the president's job performance.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky this hour is expected to address the United Nations Security Council about the Russian invasion of his country and the murder of hundreds of civilians. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
These have taken place in a period where Russia controlled these territories. I'm afraid that we will see more.
The European Union, meantime, will propose a ban on Russian coal imports. There's a second arrest in Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California, the brother of the first suspect arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Elon Musk is joining Twitter's board of directors a day after the disclosure that he's bought more than 9% of the company. Another company is joining him in the space internet business.
Amazon is stepping up plans to build a fleet of internet satellites that would compete with the service offered by Elon Musk's SpaceX. The Wall Street Journal says Project Kuiper, Amazon's planned broadband satellite unit, has secured up to 83 planned launches to send satellites into orbit over a five-year stretch. It hasn't launched any satellites yet, though it hopes to have two prototypes launched this year. Operators of broadband satellites are betting they can compete with traditional broadband providers.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Police say an arsonist set fire to a gay bar in New York City.
Police say a man wearing a blue surgical mask and hoodie poured gas on the floor of the establishment, then set it ablaze, causing a small explosion. Two workers were injured and remain hospitalized. The man telling a bar employee he was cleaning the floor, but when a security approached him, he lit the fuel, causing the explosion. He then fled. Investigators are going through video from a nearby gas station to try to find him. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
In the forecast.
Another day of strong to severe thunderstorms will bring the risk of large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and heavy rainfall from the Gulf Coast states through the southeast and up into the mid-Atlantic. High winds and snow are impacting the Rockies and the Northern Plains, while critical fire danger will be widespread over the high plains. Record heat is soaring this week from California into Texas.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Peru's president Pedro Castillo is imposing a tight curfew for today in the capital city, Lima, because of protests over rising fuel and food prices. Those protests have sometimes turned violent and blocked highways. The curfew announced just before midnight last night started at 2 a.m. People are told to stay home except for essential services like food markets, pharmacies, clinics, and trash collection. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.